from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia. I'm Zia Kelly. Therapies for children with developmental disabilities would be covered under a bill passed yesterday by the Missouri Senate. Samuel King has more from Jefferson City.
Currently, Missouri law says health insurers must cover medically necessary therapies for children with autism. The new legislation expands that coverage to all children with developmental disabilities. Senator Denny Hoskins of Johnson County says treatment early in life leads to better outcomes.
They are far more likely to lead independent, self-sufficient, healthy lives as an adult and become less dependent on the state.
Hoskins says his bill is the result of compromise between advocacy groups and insurance companies. A similar bill in the House is awaiting a final vote. I'm Samuel King in Jefferson City.
Ashland Mayor Gene Rohr purchased the Boone County Journal, Ashland's weekly newspaper, on March 1st for an undisclosed amount of money. Rohr is a longstanding business owner in Ashland. He says he wanted to keep the paper locally owned. Rohr sees the paper as an irreplaceable hub for the community.
Well, it keeps them abreast of changes within the city that they live, so the local paper is very important in that aspect. That news can't be obtained elsewhere.
Rohr has owned a computer company in Ashland for nearly 20 years. He hopes to use his experience with technology to boost the paper's online presence. He's adamant that he'll have no editorial control of the paper and will only handle the business and distribution aspects of the journal. More Missouri voters may get to decide how to fund local 911 services after yesterday's Missouri Senate vote. KCUR's Samuel King reports that until this year, Missouri was one of only two states that don't collect 911 fees from wireless customers.
A new state law added a 911 fee for prepaid wireless users to go along with the taxes already in place for landline users. But Democratic Senator Kiki Curls of Kansas City says it wasn't fair that monthly customers weren't included.
It appears to be unfairly targeting either the elderly or low-income people, and I had a real problem with that.
So senators passed a bill that requires Jackson County to ask voters whether they want to institute a fee up to $1 on all landline and monthly mobile phone customers. The proposed law would also allow counties and cities who opted out of the fee another chance to put it to voters. The bill now goes to the House. I'm Samuel King in Jefferson City.
Missouri lawmakers are advancing legislation that would make it a crime to fly a drone near a prison or near a mental hospital because of concerns that drones could be used to deliver drugs or weapons. A bill passed Thursday by the Senate would make it a felony offense, with punishments getting increasingly tougher if the drone is delivering drugs, aiding an escape, or bringing guns, knives, or other weapons to inmates. A version passed by the House last month carried similar felony penalties while also making it a misdemeanor to purposely fly a drone within 300 feet of a prison, jail, or mental hospital, even if it's not delivering contraband. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.